Panoramics is a graphical sound technique that involves drawing directly onto 35mm film shapes and designs for various parameters of sound etched into the film strips are read by photoelectric cells and therefore transformed into sounds. And according to Daphne herself, she says every nuance, every subtlety of phrasing, every tone, gradation, or pitch inflection must be possible just by a change in the written form. Fantastic stuff. We're listening to the track Pulse Persephone from Oramix. And we will follow that up with a selection from the Electronic Sound Patterns EP from 1962 by British electronic music pioneer Daphne Oram. How many of you have watched the film Forbidden Planet? Have you taken a closer listen to the soundtrack? You notice it sounds quite extraterrestrial, and that is due to the work of pioneer B.B. Baron, who with her husband Louis Baron were early electronic music pioneers in the United States. The couple is credited with writing the first electronic music for magnetic tape composed in the U.S., as well as the first entirely electronic film score for the 1956 film Forbidden Planet. Side note, for all you Ray Punk and black and white sci-fi fans, if you haven't watched that movie, what are you doing? It's fantastic. We're going to listen to a different piece from B.B. Baron. This is Bells of Atlantis from the album Sonic Sci-Fi, the classic themes of Bernard Herrmann and B.B. and Louis Baron. And we'll follow that up with a cut from Forbidden Planet. You're listening to Bitcoover FM, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, where tonight we take you through the work and lives of pioneering women of early electronic music.
Always listening for lost sounds and searching for lost colors. Lost in the colors of Atlantis, the colors running into one another without frontiers. It was like yawning. I love the ease and the blindness of the suave voyages on the water, bearing one through obstacles. Far beneath the level of storms, I slept. I moved within color and music, like inside a sea diamond. There were no currents of thoughts, only the caress and flow of desire, mingling, touching, traveling, withdrawing, wandering the endless bottoms of peace. Night by the root of the dream.
Shangri-La in the desert, Garden with a Cuddly Tiger, from the original motion picture soundtrack of the 1956 MGM film Forbidden Planet, music by Lewis and B.B. Baron. one of the older selections of our program tonight, composed in 1938. Joanna Magdalena Beyer, entitled Music of the Spheres for Three. Electronic instruments. Wouldn't be a Bitcoover episode without a little bit of typing. Joanna Magdalena Beyer, a German-American composer and pianist, best known for her percussion ensemble works from 1936, this work from 1938, Music of the Spheres, scored for electronic instruments, is the first known work scored for electronic instruments by a female composer. We'll be listening to a performance from the 1977 album Women in Electronic Music, featuring many of the artists we have heard on tonight's program. And this performance is from the Electric Weasel Ensemble. And we are listening to Bitcoover FM's deep dive into the pioneers of early electronic music, specifically the pioneer women of early electronic music, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you. Magdalena Bayer with her percussion suite from 1935, the only analog, if you will, work on tonight's program. Let us move now to the West Coast with Pauline Oliveros, a central figure in the development of electronic music, one of the original members of the San Francisco Tape Music Center. And also a department faculty at UC San Diego. As well as a proponent of deep listening. We're going to hear her work, Bye Bye Butterfly, from 1967. Pauline Oliveros also is a fantastically talented accordion player. And looking in the CGSF library, I found her split accordion and koto album, so I'll be listening to that on the ride home tonight. But for now, let us tune in to 1967's work, Bye Bye Butterfly. Thank you. Barros's Bye Bye Butterfly from 1967. I remember listening to that piece in my university days and absolutely loving it. Let's listen to one from a year before, Beautiful Soup, S-O-O-P, 1966. We'll play just a short excerpt of this. And we'll continue on with our deep dive into the works, lives, and influence of the pioneer women of early electronic music. As another reminder to those of you in Radioland, please join us tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Intravenous right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, where host Robin and myself will be discussing the lives and the works and influence of these composers and artists, as well as the fantastic documentary Sisters with Transistors. Make sure to tune in for that. For now, let us listen to a few minutes of Beautiful Soup, and then we will travel back in time.
Yet you balance an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I've answered three questions, and that is enough, said his father.
Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff?
You're awful. I'll kick you downstairs.
Little birds are dining, wearily and well, in mossy cells. Need I say, by waiting, gorgeous in their game, but tangled in them. Birds are feeding, just as it is jam, rich in frizzled ham, rich, I say, in oysters. That is what I am. Little birds are teaching tigresses to smile. Mouth a semicircle. That's the modern style. Little birds are sleeping all among the pins, is where the loser wins. Where I say he sneezes when the town begins. So the tale begins.
We could raise the level slightly.
There was a pig sat alone beside a pig.
About like that.
It would have stirred a heart. To see him wring his fingers and groan, because he jumped on you. A certain camel.
Oh,
is it grief, or is it gum? Is this deadly fun? That pig. That camel scanned his dreamy eyes. Since you are in love, I never knew anything so wise that wobbled so from side to side.